Welcome to the Voice of God Daily, where Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, biblical scholar and pastor, shares a little bit of Bible to feed your soul and a prayer to bless your day. Jesus said in the scriptures, "Today you will hear the voice of God through the words of the gospel spoken aloud." Now, listen and be filled with God's word.
Hello, good person. Reverend Dr. Brad Miller here, and welcome to the Voice of God Daily, your daily biblical New Testament lectionary reading, resource, and breath prayer, bringing a bit of Bible into your day. Now, here's today's New Testament lesson. The Voice of God in the New Testament reading for this very day, reading from Hebrews 12, 3-17, the New Century Version. Think about Jesus' example. He held on while wicked people were doing evil things to him. So do not get tired and stop trying. God is like a father. You are struggling against sin, but your struggles have not yet caused you to be killed. You have forgotten the encouraging words that you call to his children. My child, don't think the Lord's discipline is worth nothing, and don't stop trying when he corrects you. The Lord's disciplines he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as his child. That's from Proverbs 3:11-12. So hold on now through your sufferings, because they are like a father's discipline. God is treating you as children. All children are disciplined by their fathers. If you are never disciplined, and every child must be disciplined, you are not true children. We have all had fathers here on earth who disciplined us, and we respected them. So it is even more important that we accept discipline from the Father of our spirits so that we have a life. Our fathers on earth discipline us for a short time in the way they thought was best. But God disciplines us to help us so we can become holy as he is. We do not enjoy being disciplined. It is painful at the time. But later, after we have learned from it, we have peace because we start living the right way. Be careful how you live. You have become weak, so make yourself strong again. Keep the right path so that the weak will not stumble, but rather be strengthened. Try to live in peace with all peoples and try to live free from sin. Anyone whose life is not holy will never see the Lord. Be careful that no one fails to receive God's grace and begins to cause trouble among you. A person like that can ruin many of you. Be careful that no one takes part in sexual sin or is like Esau and never thinks about God. As the oldest son, Esau would have received everything from his father, but he sold all of that for a single meal. You remember that after Esau did this, he wanted to get his father's blessing, but his father refused. Esau could find no way to change what had been done, even though he wanted the blessing so much that he cried. The voice of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The Voice of God Daily is your daily reading from the Revised Common Lectionary by Reverend Dr. Brad Miller. In a moment, we will pray a breath prayer together. I believe Scripture is fulfilled in your hearing, and my goal is to get a bit of Bible into the ears of a million people. You can help by sharing the voiceofgoddaily.com with one person in your life. You can rate and review the Voice of God Daily at Apple Podcasts and download the ABC 123 Bible Study Guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. Now, here's today's recommended resource. Your mind is under attack. So says author Sarah Gehringer in her book, Transforming Your Thought Life, today's recommended resource. Thousands of thoughts fly through our minds every day, many of them negative, and Satan knows how susceptible we are to these negative thoughts that leave us frustrated and feeling defeated. However, the time-honored practice of Christian meditation can help us find victory in these spiritual battles. The book Transforming Your Thought Life offers guided meditations and personal examples that will help you train your mind to stay grounded in God's Word. Each chapter examines a particular kind of negative thought and provides key Bible verses and prayers for standing strong against it. Day by day, as you hide God's Word in your heart and mind, you will move closer to the heart and mind of God. Transforming Your Thought Life by Sarah Gehringer. Available at sarahgehringer.com. sarahgeringer.com. That's sarahgeringer.com. And on Amazon, links in the show notes at voiceofgoddaily.com. A prayer. Creator God, you call us to love and serve you with body, mind, and spirit. Through loving your creation and our sisters and brothers, open our hearts in compassion and receive these petitions on behalf of the needs of the church and the world. Holy One, hear our prayers and make us faithful stewards of the fragile bounty of this earth so that we may be entrusted with the riches of heaven. Amen.
All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful. We trust you have found the Voice of God Daily useful for your soul today. If you wish to go deeper into today's Scripture, please download the free Bible study guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. The Voice of God Daily can be heard on Apple Podcasts and at voiceofgoddaily.com. Would you be so kind as to share the good news of the Voice of God Daily with the people in your life who need to hear a good word? Your next opportunity to hear the Voice of God Daily podcast with your host, Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, is tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to God's fulfilling word.